mind. You better get him.
You got it. Come on, rerun.
Honey, get that mind.
Come on, rerun.
Dwayne, you lose it. You better win it.
Hey, man, that little old dude.
Come on.
Right on in. You bet for the sodas.
Yeah.
Next. Anybody want to play for hamburgers?
Let's go. I'll wrestle you for my tippo, hippo.
You gotta be kidding, Shirley.
Now, does this look like a smile?
No, it looks like a garbage disposal.
Let's go.
All right, if you win, I'll tip you a quarter.
Okay.
If I win, I don't tip you anything.
Oh, you never tip me anyway.
That's because I never had any money. I'm about to be rich and famous.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, are you gonna be the centerfold for this much Fat Boy magazine?
No, I'm gonna be on TV doing commercials. I'm trying out tomorrow.
That's right, Shirley. He's doing one of those hamburger commercials.
Okay, stop. Stick up your arms. And don't cheat either.
Let me get my elbow straight here first.
Watch it, fool. That's my thumb, sucker.
Hold still.
Well, come on.
You say go, Dwayne.
Go.
I wasn't ready.
Hand it over, Rhoda.
Shirley, pick up.
Hey.
What's happening?
Shirley just beat Rerun arm wrestling.
Who asked you, Dwayne?
Oh, well, Raj did, see? He just walked in and said, hey, what's happening? And see, I said, Shirley just beat Rerun arm wrestling.
Why don't you shut up, Dwayne?
Did he get her yet?
Oh, I haven't seen her. How's your uncle?
Oh, he's better. My mama called from Phoenix last night.
Your mama coming home soon?
I hope so, man. Taking care of Dee is like taking care of poison ivy.
It's worse, man. You can kill poison ivy.
There you go, Rerun.
Shirley!
I took my winnings in meat.
Hey, Shirley. Shirley, bring me an orange soda. Where have you been?
School. Buy me a soda.
I don't have any money to buy you a soda.
You got money. You had a dollar on your dresser this morning.
That's my money. It was for lunch, and I spent it.
If I don't get orange soda fast, I'm gonna have one of my throat attacks and pass away. Uh-oh. Here it comes. Thank you. I believe I'm coming around.
Hey, well, finish that and let's get going. I got a lot of homework.
You said you were going to help me rehearse my commercial tonight.
I will. Come over around 8.
Oh, you really think you got a chance for the part in that Bridgeburger commercial?
Chance? You've heard me sing, haven't you?
Uh-huh.
And you've seen me dance, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, then, do I have a chance?
Uh-uh.
Do you have to sing and dance on that commercial?
Yeah, they want someone who can sing and dance, eating burgers on 50 bridges in 50 states.
Oh, man, you'd be traveling all over the country.
And make a fortune. Can you see me dancing on TV across the Golden Gate Bridge into San Francisco?
Yeah, and starting another earthquake.
Are you making fun of me being fat again?
You're not fat again. You were always fat.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's scrumdiddlyumptious. Get yourself a bridge burger and cross over to pleasure. That's a joke, Dwayne.
Well, what else you gonna do on the auditions, Rerun?
Well, after my big crossover joke, I'm gonna give him my big number.
What are you gonna do?
Roz, put on that record. Dwayne, you just sit there and watch. Now, just imagine this on television, getting people to buy a Bridge burger. First, you take a piece of meat. Then you broil it in some heat. Then you shove it in a bun, but you've just begun the fun.
Yeah.
'Cause you gotta get tomatoes and a few French fried potatoes. And you add them to our spice with our special sauce that's nice.
Yeah.
Right.
Then you add a piece of lettuce. It's the best that they can get us.
Go ahead, Rerun.
Then you eat, and then you eat, and then you eat. Yeah.
John, put that down and get over here.
You have to be good when you go in there and you're not paying attention. Right there.
Why didn't you comb her hair before she came?
He is not a she. He is a he.
Well, she looks like a she to me.
Are you all together?
Are you?
Why couldn't you have left Dee at home, Raj?
Because I promised my mama I'd take her every place. She won't get in the way.
She better not ruin my chance at getting this job.
She won't. Don't worry.
Are you an actor?
Certainly, are you?
No, I'm with Rerun. He's the actor.
Oh, is he? How do you do? John Stevens. I just want to wish you all the luck in the world. I know we're both up for the same part.
You want to arm wrestle for it?
How droll. Have you ever done little theater?
He can't fit into a little theater.
Have you ever taken any acting classes?
No, I act by ear.
Well, I've studied the method under Strasberg. He's taught me to hide behind the character. My favorite role is Stanley Kowalski in Streetcar. Stella! Stella! What's your favorite role?
Tootsie.
John Stevens?
Oh, yes, here we are, sir. Come along, John. This is your turn.
Oh, yes. Well, I see that John has been in All in the Family, Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, had a bit part in The Omen, and has done three commercials.
Yes, that's right.
Well, your credits are very impressive, but you've been seen too much. We're looking for a new face for television.
Then I'm your man.
He said new, not ugly.
Thank you very much.
But wait, he can work without his glasses.
And... I could put my hair back.
I'm awfully sorry.
You should be.
Now, who is next?
Oh, me. I'm Freddie Stubbs.
Oh? Oh, yes, yes. We got an application on you in the mail yesterday. Let's see. Stubbs. Fred. You know what? You didn't list your experience.
Oh, well, of course not. We understood that you wanted someone who hasn't had too much exposure. Well, Mr. Stubbs has limited his experience to the Broadway stage.
My favorite role is Stanley Kowalski in Streetcar. Stella! Oh, Stella, you... Oh, you don't know. Oh, stop.
You've done no film work at all?
Well, he did a little thing called Jaws.
What part did you play in Jaws?
I was his main meal.
Well, you see, the actor that we're going to hire for this commercial will get to do the eating. You'll enjoy that.
If he enjoys this junk, he's a better actor than I thought.
D.
Raj.
What's in here anyway?
You have to excuse my little sister. She speaks, but knows not what she said.
No. That's quite all right. Tell me, little girl, what do you think is in there?
Something that's supposed to be meat.
Mr. Reynolds, could you come out here, please? Suppose I were to tell you that that is all meat. 100% meat.
So?
That means that it's very good.
Oh, yeah? A jackass is 100% meat, but I don't see anybody standing in line to eat one.
Maybe we should go now. I'll take my little sister home, then you can interview Mr. Stubbs.
Bob Bridgeburger, and cross over to pleasure.
Cross over to your chair and sit down, please.
Call me, Mr. Claxton?
Yes, yes. I want this little girl to meet Mr. Reynolds.
Who is Mr. Reynolds?
Who is Mr. Reynolds? Oh, who is Mr. Reynolds? Why, he is the president of Bridgeburger Incorporated.
President? First you take a piece of meat, then you bottle it to me, then you shove it in a bun.
Shove it?
Yeah.
Then you shove it. No, we don't shove it. We never shove it. We place it carefully in a bun.
Is this why you call me in here?
No. Look at her face. It is an advertising man's dream. That face could sell anything. I think that we should make that little girl Miss Bridgeburger.
Make her Miss Bridgeburger?
You're right. It's a terrible idea.
I love it.
Oh, so do I. Little girl, what is her name?
Oh, D. Thomas.
D. Thomas. Isn't that cute?
Lovely.
Little girl, how about it, little D?
My name is not D. It's D. And I don't want to be any Miss Bridgeburger.
But why not? You'll be as famous as Ronald McDonald and Rodney Allen Rippey. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
They don't have to eat jackass meat.
Jackass meat?
No. It is not jackass meat. It is beef.
Beef.
100% beef. Pure beef that we shove into those...
Shove?
Of course not. Young man, contingent upon a successful screen test, we are prepared to offer your little sister here a substantial amount of money.
Well, then, as her business manager of this highly talented young actress, I am prepared to accept it.
Now, bear in mind, she will have to leave school, travel with a tutor to all 50 states in order to do commercials on 50 bridges across the nation.
Oh, that's fine. And if you wanted to jump off one or two, we can work that out, too.
But what about Rerun?
Who?
Me! I'm the actor. I'm the one she came with.
Unfortunately, that's the problem. You see, you're an actor. We want a personality. Now, could you get a hold of little Dee's mommy or daddy so that we can sign the contracts?
Sure. My mama is away, and she ain't gonna sign any contracts to let me go out of school and travel around the country. And I don't want to anyway.
Look, Claxton, if the child doesn't want to...
The child will want to, and the child's mother will be here with the child this afternoon.
But by the time she gets home from Phoenix...
She'll be rising. Sings and everything. My mother will be here this afternoon. Now, what else?
Well, actually...
Good. Really, really good. And if you want to stay that way, you better eat every hamburger they give you.
They said Mama had to come.
Hey, I'm handling your career. Let me worry about that.
By the time Mama finds out about this, you're gonna be in big trouble.
By the time Mama finds out about this, we're gonna be in big money, and Mama will be glad we did this.
Well, if she's gonna be so glad we did this, why don't you pick up the phone and call her?
Because I'm so positive she'll say it's okay. I don't want to waste the money on the call.
Well, if we're gonna be so rich we can afford it, I'll look her up and call her.
You do, and my knuckles will do the walking.
Kenny Rogers.
Come on, we're gonna be late.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. If Dee wasn't there, you might have gotten a job.
No, you heard what the man said. He want a personality, not a real actor. Stella! Ooh, yeah, okay. Stella. I'm gonna get you.
Hey, hurry up, we're late.
She's getting all dressed up.
Yeah.
You got the money?
Yeah, I got $10.
You promised her 15.
She'll do it for 10, then I owe her 5.
You promised me, too.
Here she comes.
This isn't going to work. She ain't gonna look like my mama. We're all going to jail.
You look great, Mama.
Mama be my money, sucker. What is you looking at?
Looks like an oak tree.
I can't tell you what a wonderful daughter you have.
I know you can't.
Yes. Exactly how old is she?
Around 10.
Around 10? Is she 10 already?
Yes, she's 10.
And when is she going to be 11?
Next year, fool.
Yes, yes, yes. Mama certainly has a delightful sense of humor, does she not? Yeah, Dee will be 11 on September 17th.
That's perfect.
Yes. All right, are you ready, little darling?
I guess so.
Here we go.
All right, tape's rolling.
Quiet, everyone, now. We're going to try one. All right. And... action. Action. Action, Dee. Action.
I don't know about any action. The man just told me to stand here and say the dumb words.
That's what action means. Just say the dumb words.
Dumb words? There are no dumb words, Claxton.
I know. Of course. All right, now, go ahead, please.
Hi, I'm standing here on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, and I can't think of a bridge without thinking of a bridge burger. But you don't think of bridge burgers, you eat them. Need ketchup.
Stop it. No. You shouldn't say that it needs ketchup.
Well, it does. I can't eat jackass meat without ketchup.
It is not jackass meat. It is beef. 100% beef. Now, if you want more ketchup, we'll get you more ketchup.
Ketchup!
Oh, here it is.
All right, now let's just pick it up from where she raises the bridge burger. Okay. Dee Dee, okay. Go, Dee Dee, go.
You didn't say action.
All right. Action.
But you don't think of bridge burgers, you eat them.
Stop.
Well, I grew wrong.
No. You dripped your gush out of the jackass burger. A bridge burger.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it was better, though, with the ketchup.
Really? You like ketchup?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's get her a fresh bridge burger with extra ketchup on it. Get things moving, Claxton.
All right. And action!
But you don't think of bread burgers, you eat them. I'm sick.
Cut! Stop! You're sick?
Yeah.
From what?
Ketchup. I always get sick from ketchup.
Then why did you want ketchup on your little hamburger?
Because I love ketchup. It just makes me sick.
Mrs. Thomas. Mrs. Thomas!
Mama? Huh? Go and see about your daughter.
Daughter? Oh, yes. Now, this situation is... Hey, will you back off for me? Give me room. Now, hey, let me chase that sucker. Hey, these aren't bad at all.
They're lousy.
No, they're not. They're good. Now, see, the reason why they taste so bad to you is because you always eating those bad hamburgers in cheap places. I done told you about that. And let me have another one of these.
I guess I'll try one.
Hey!
Huh?
Get one of your own. Those are mine.
Cut! That's a wrap. That was wonderful. wonderful. I love it. I love it.
And I love it. And I love you.
Back off, turkey.
Would you excuse us for a moment, please? Mr. Reynolds, yeah. I have a wonderful idea.
What are you talking about?
Tell him, Claxton.
The scene between your mother and daughter was superb.
Oh, thank you. If you have the contracts handy now.
So what we want to do is we want to build a whole campaign on a series of commercials with a mother and a daughter.
Oh, great idea. Pen. Who has a pen?
This way we appeal to both age groups.
Hey, love it. I love it. We're ready to travel at any time.
Unfortunately, your mother and sister don't really look enough alike.
Oh, we can work it out.
No, we have to search for a mother and daughter who look more alike.
Oh, come on now. But that's silly. Then you'll have to pay two people. Oh, Tell you what, use D and I'll take half the price.
I assure you that we're not worried about the
$20,000. $20,000?
First you take a piece of meat, then you call it a piece of meat.
$20,000?
Thank you very much. It was very nice of you to come down.
Goodbye. But wait a minute. Now. Am I to understand you're going to pay the mother and the daughter $20,000 each?
Thank you very much.
Each?
Bye-bye. Thank you very much. Oh, Mr. Reynolds, I am so excited. I mean, the whole idea of a mother and daughter look-alike, eat-alike campaign, I love it.
Excuse me.
What do you want now?
Well, now, since you're looking for a mother and daughter that look alike, maybe you would like my older sister. Mm. She's the image of my older mother.
Not really.
Thank you. Older sister!
Yes, brother?
Oh, good grief. She's the image of her mother.
Amazing.
Give me my $20,000, fool.
She's perfect. She's perfect. Quick, go get the mother. Your mother, get her. I've got to see the two of them together, don't you understand?
You got it. You
get
got
her.
It. Go get Mom. Go get Mom.
What a stroke of luck.
Mom will be right back in here with her eyeglasses, her gray hair, and her coat. Here's Mom and Sis.
We're gonna have all the money we need. I'm back in business.
What are you reading?
Listen, new unknown face wanted as spokesman.
For what?
One of those tie companies.
You could be the blimp.
Shut up, D. Go ahead, Rerun. What else does the ad say?
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hi. I was out this afternoon. Oh, nothing much. Some company wanted to hire Miss Bridgeberger, and Raj was a genius.
You said it. Who is that?
And he dressed Rerun up in some old glasses, a funny wig, and an old dress to look just like you, Mama.
Mama? Hey, give me that phone.
Hang on, Mama. Raj probably wants to brag about it himself.
Isn't Dee cute the way she makes up stories, Mama? Of course she was making it up. Oh, okay. Dee, tell Mama you were making it up.
He's right. I was just making it up. Rerun didn't look like you at all. Shirley did, though.